Well, she's usually described as the greatest dancer of our time. Now, after a career spanning more than 30 years, Sylvie Guillaume is about to exit the stage. She became the star of the Paris Opera Ballet at the age of just 19, and that was simply the beginning. She went on to change ballet itself and then move beyond it, branching out to contemporary dance and pushing the boundaries of movement. Sylvie Guillaume is in Australia to perform her last series of shows here in this country before she retires. We're lucky enough to have her in the Breakfast studio joining us. Sylvie Guillaume, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
You're regarded as the greatest dancer of a generation. How do you feel about that kind of title, that kind of accolade?
Well, it's very pleasant to hear, that's for sure. I don't really listen to that. You know, I was lucky enough to do something that I really liked in life. For 39 years, I was very happy on stage and tried to do my best. And then if it really pleased people and if they see it that way, then I'm really happy.
That's a very long time to dance, isn't it? I mean, to get to the top of your profession at such an early age is quite an astounding feat. What do you attribute most for getting you there? Talent, ambition, hard work, good luck?
All of that. It was lucky for me to be there at the right moment and to meet the right people. Rudolf Nureyev was one of them. And we were really, really lucky at Paris Opera when we were young, very motivated, and he arrived as a director. So he gave us our chance, and it was really our chance. If he had not been here, I don't think that my career would have been the same. But then it's also a lot of work and a lot of, you know, passion and dedication.
Does someone like Nureyev teach you more than dance? Does he teach you, or more than ballet, does he teach you attitude? Because attitude, I mean, you're renowned a bit for attitude, Madame Nord, is what they call you in Britain.
Well, he knew about attitude, that's for sure. No,
so he, did you, I hear.
Not really, you know, reputation is not always true. Anyway, I learned a lot about courage and passion, intelligence and visions. He was, and also he was very, very generous.
A lot of little girls think they want to be a ballerina. They think, when I grow up, I want to be a ballerina. Your career was different. You didn't dream about being a ballerina. You dreamed about being a gymnast.
Well, I didn't really dream about being anything. I was just a kid moving around and, doing gymnastic. And it was really playful for me. And that was my luck. It's that I came by chance. And it was also my luck for the rest of my career. It's because I never dreamt about what dance could be or what a ballerina could be. I just lived through it. I experienced it. And that's what I liked about it.
When you left Paris, you broke the heart of the nation. A national catastrophe, the arts minister said. Why did you leave Paris so young?
Because I needed to do my own experience, and also thanks to Rudolf Nureyev, I thought that the world was big and I wanted to learn a lot. I wanted to experience a lot of things. And when you are part of a big company like that, you need to ask for permission. And most of the time they don't really give it to you because they don't want to do some favoritism. So, and I was waiting, and I knew that I didn't have time. You know, we don't have time in life, and especially in a career like that. So I decided, okay, I'll go on my own.
39 years, it's a long career for sure, and a long career, I suspect. I'm not an expert in these things, but for a dancer in particular.
Yeah, it is.
But why stop now? Your physical ability is really still beyond most of which any of us could dream of. Dance is about performance. It's about emotion. You're still thrilling the audiences, I'm presuming. Why have you decided to stop now at this point, before something breaks down completely?
Well, just because I don't want it to break down, and I prefer to stop before. And also I want to be the one to take the decision. There are different way of finishing a career. You know, you can just slow down and do different things. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do a last show and a last tour with the energy I have and the motivation I have. And if it's too early, okay. But I prefer too early than too late.
If it's too early, okay. Handily, the tour is not called a farewell tour. It's called a life in progress, which does leave you a little get out. Though I do understand you've given a friend of yours a license to kill in case you
try
to continue.
Yes, that was the reason I stopped. I didn't want to be killed on stage, you see. So I still have my lucidity. Now, it was a hard decision to take. But, I think that it will be less painful to do it that way than to be obliged to do it.
Do you think that you have an inkling that you might want some kind of return tour at some point?
Maybe in a different way. It depends on the project. But for the moment, I just need to, step back and see what life is without it.
And what about this? You're performing your last shows in Australia. We're lucky to have you, I think, as part of this Life in Progress tour. Are you greeting these final shows differently, with some trepidation, with some sadness? Is this the first of your sort of goodbye shows?
Yeah, we did a few in Europe already, in London, and it's both. I just know that now I have to enjoy it fully, and it's a mixed feeling. You know, of course I feel sad, but I feel so happy to be here in Sydney, or when I did it in London. It's places I've spent a lot of time, and I had great contact with the audience. So it's kind of my duty to be here and to say goodbye that way. So it's pleasant in a way, but very sad on the other side.
How are the audiences responding?
It's very warm. It's very touching.
I'm sure it is. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's coming up to 20 past eight. Our guest is Sylvie Guillaume. She's performing a Life in Progress tour. It is a farewell tour, a tour of duty, I think she just described it as almost. She'll be performing at the Opera House from tomorrow night. Life after dance, I'm sure you've given it some thought. I understand you are keen to get involved with a number of different things, including animal conservation organisations like the Sea Shepherd. What is it about the Sea Shepherd that attracts you?
The courage of those people who are almost alone in that world, try to fight, you know, for a future. And also because they are into the action. That's what I like about them. And I think it's too late now to speak and to try to make people understand. They need to act, and they do it very well, but they need support. And so that's what I can do, and I do it for the moment like this.
Courage and action. You sound like the right girl for the job. Do you plan to go to sea with Sea Shepherd?
I'm bad at sea, but maybe I will do that. Or just, you know, talk about them and make people know the organization, look on the internet, and maybe, you know, enroll with them. They need people. They need people to know what's going on and to act.
Have you stopped to think much about life after dance? What it will look like?
Well, yes, and that's the problem. I can't really imagine it because I'm doing that since I am 11. So, and I don't want to rush into something just to keep busy. I think it's going to be a very strange time to take the time to see what it is going to be and what I know more or less what I want to do. I have a lot of things that I didn't have time to do. So, and I will go toward that. But I think there is a time of doing nothing and just, you know, feeling what's going on. To realize.
Meanwhile, you will dance. You'll dance tomorrow night at the Opera House, and you'll dance. You've still got dance commitments around the world, I understand. And you haven't fallen back on the classics for your farewell tour at all, have you? Tell us about the program.
Well, I didn't want to do a best of. You know, it didn't seem right to me. And I thought that the best way to end was to do like I usually do, trying to discover and learn more and do creation and take risk. So that's why also I thought it was normal to call it Life in Progress. It's just to go on and not to, because to do a best of, it's kind of looking back and it's always already regret. And this one, no, it's still going forward. That's why I wanted to end it like this.
Going forward in perpetual motion, I think you probably are, Sylvie Guillaume. Good luck with it. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Sylvie Guillaume, Life in Progress at the Opera House from tomorrow night through to August the 25th. She's also giving a free talk and take questions from the audience at the Opera House this Sunday in the Drama Theatre.